You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Let's begin our program with local politics, and it's fairly clear that Johannesburg is in visible decline. Water systems failing, roads crumbling, sewage flowing in some suburbs and townships alike, and residents are now stepping in and fixing infrastructure themselves, organizing security, cleaning streets and marching because they believe the state has collapsed. There's deep anger, there's growing suspicion that politics, all politics, has failed the city. Well, the party Rise Mzansi says it represents a new generation of leadership that listens and delivers, but residents are asking a simple question. Where's the action and why should they trust any politician right now? Well, let's discuss that with Vuyiswa Ramakgopa, who's the national chairperson of Rise Mzansi. A very warm welcome to you. Do you think it's too late to save the city of Johannesburg?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I absolutely do not think it's too late. And in fact, I think now is the time. It's more urgent than ever that we get stuck in. As residents, as political actors, political voices, civic society, and the media, of course, Johannesburg is, it's not too late to save Johannesburg, and we need to fight for our city.
Many residents are sick and tired of political actors, though.
Well, I think there has been, over the last 10, one might even say 10 to 15 years, significant instability and disruption in the politics of the city, which has bred a level of distrust, notwithstanding the coalition dynamics, the various motions of no confidence, the rotating mayoral seat. I think citizens rightfully feel frustrated and distrustful of politics in the city.
And what they're doing now is they're simply bypassing politics, and residents and businesses are often just doing it for themselves. Do you think we've reached a point where people should formally bypass the city and just run certain functions themselves?
I think that a government needs to be in partnership with the citizens. It's not about the citizens taking on everything themselves, because we pay rates. We make contributions to the city, and we deserve to have services delivered. So that aspect is not debatable. What needs to happen is that you need to have a functional government, a professionalized civil service that can actually deliver on its mandate. There is a role that the citizens can play. For example, matters of keeping the city clean. It's not just up to the state institutions. That yes, they must do their part, but citizens should also do their part. There needs to be behavioral change campaigns that are run in different communities and ensure that people don't litter, and that when people see things that are wrong, that they speak up. So it's really about a partnership between government, between the citizens, and a commitment to make the city better.
How would you see that partnership playing out? The private sector says, for instance, it cannot plan because the city is unreliable. Give us a practical example of how you might see that partnership playing out and succeeding.
Well, there have actually been numerous examples, and probably some of the better known ones relate to the city improvement districts and the various city improvement district models that have been rolled out over the years in the CBD. Braamfontein, for example, is one of them, which of course is an area that's largely anchored by students. But once we started to see more private investment in terms of better quality private landlords in the area and a more communication with the city and the formation of that city improvement district, it's resulted in a visible improvement in the general look and feel of the area, increased security levels in the area, and better coordination between government and the private sector. And there have been other models in the past, for example, would have seen areas like Maboneng, which, of course, has gone through its ups and downs, but was at some point a shining star of what can happen when, the city and private investment
all,
meet all each
well
other
and good, but there's a there's good. there's an economic imperative in the two areas that you've just listed. In poorer areas, people simply feel abandoned. So what would your party's message be to township residents who say, for instance, politicians only pitch up when their cameras and do nothing else?
Well, I think the need for service delivery does not it's not determined by where someone lives. whether you are in an upmarket area or a township, we need to still be delivering services at an equal level. And citizens still have a role to play. So examples that I've made again, that I referenced earlier, if, for example, you are going to be cleaning up areas or cleaning up illegal dumping sites, it's important that the community is part of that and ensuring that it does not arise again. And we've seen examples of campaigns. In fact, through our own department right now, as Rise Mzansi, I'm leading the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. We are in a partnership with the Department of Environment, where we have gone to different communities in areas such as Cosmo City, in areas such as Noordgesig and Orange Farm. And we have asked the residents to identify areas where illegal dumping is happening. And then we will bring some equipment to do the first major cleanup. But then we get into an agreement that they maintain the area and, in fact, also convert some of these former illegal dumping sites into sites of agricultural production, so community gardens.
Right. Let me ask you this question, because time is running against us. You've said the Democratic Alliance's choice of Helen Ziller for Johannesburg mayor is, and I quote you, insulting to local capability. What does that mean?
What it means is that Helen Ziller is not a resident of Johannesburg and hasn't been for many years. That's number one. Number two, this idea that we have to export talent from somewhere else to come and fix and rescue the helpless residents of Johannesburg is inherently flawed. What is needed is a cohort of leaders who can work together and also work with citizens to get the city moving again. This is not in any way to slight Helen Ziller's capabilities, but to say Johannesburg is the epicenter of human capital, of talent. We have people at all levels of society leading in so many different industries, in so many different ways. What is needed is to be able to create an ability for those people to participate in politics and to raise their hands also to get involved.
Right.
We need better councillors. We have multiple mayoral committees. So MMCs, for example, have a role to play. They lead specific portfolios. One individual cannot resolve that. What we need to do is ensure that we have a cohort of leaders in the city that are credible, that are competent. We know they are there.
And you'd so like to lead that cohort. Are you Rise Mzansi's candidate for mayor?
No, I am not. As you know, Rise Mzansi has merged with the Good Party and Botha.
I'm aware of that. Would you like to be Unite for Change's candidate for the mayorship of the city of Johannesburg?
Well, we haven't made that decision yet. We haven't announced our candidates at all yet. I just want to see somebody who actually lives in the city, number one, running the city. But number two, of course, somebody who's capable, who's competent, and who's here for the long haul.
But you're not ruling out the possibility that your name is in the frame.
No, I wouldn't rule out the possibility, but as I'm saying, we haven't run the process, so it's very difficult for me to anoint myself the incoming mayor of Johannesburg.
Fair
I wouldn't
point.
Do that.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Vuyiswa Ramakgopa, National Chairperson of Rise Mzansi.